From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. A New York courtroom is where Faisal Shahzad is expected to show up later today. He's a Pakistani-American arrested late last night in connection with the failed SUV bombing of New York's Times Square over the weekend. Shahzad was picked up by the FBI and New York police at JFK Airport as he was preparing to board a flight overseas. The FBI also searched a home in Bridgeport, Connecticut overnight. It's described as a known address for Shahzad. Plastic bags containing unknown items were removed by agents. NPR's Dina Temple-Rostin is following the investigation.
Well, I think that what happened is that a lot of the reports, there were a lot of leaks that were coming out about the investigation. And people started saying that they were zeroing in on one person in particular, which was the person who had bought this SUV off Craigslist that was found in Times Square. And essentially what they were concerned about is that once those reports came out, that perhaps a suspect would try to flee. And it looks like something like that happened. They picked up Mr. Shahzad at Kennedy Airport, getting ready to board a flight to Dubai.
NPR's Dina Temple-Rostin. Authorities say that SUV bomb, which included gasoline containers and propane tanks, could have killed pedestrians in the area filled with restaurants and Broadway theaters. Iran's president is criticizing the U.S. at a U.N. conference in New York. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the spotlight is on Tehran's uranium enrichment activities.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was the only head of state to attend the start of the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty Review Conference, and he used the occasion to complain about the U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said it was clear he didn't come to support the treaty.
Iran's president offered the same tired, false, and sometimes wild accusations against the United States and other parties at this conference. But that's not surprising.
She said Iran will do whatever it can to divert attention from its own record and attempt to evade accountability. The U.S. is urging countries gathered for the conference to strengthen the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty and punish violators. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, New York.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-il is in China today, where he's expected to meet with top Chinese officials. The visit comes amid growing tensions over North Korea's suspected involvement in the sinking of a South Korean naval ship. That incident killed more than 40 sailors. No official announcement's been made about Kim's visit by China or North Korea. The National Transportation Safety Board is meeting today. It's focusing on what's been learned from last year's Hudson River landing of U.S. Airways Flight 1549. All 155 passengers and crew escaped the water landing after birds knocked out the engines. This is NPR News from Washington. Some airline passengers are raising concerns about the proposed merger of United and Continental Airlines. The deal is worth more than $3 billion and would create the world's largest airline in terms of passenger traffic. NPR's David Shaper reports some airline employees are also questioning the deal.
Frequent flyer Bruce Kramer of Sterling, Illinois, calls the pending merger between United and Continental both good and bad. Good because he hopes he'll be able to fly more places on United and not occasionally have to switch carriers, helping him rack up more miles.
My concern is, as you merge two big airlines like that together, less competition, that it could also increase my costs.
But Kramer and some other travelers flying out of United Airlines' hub at Chicago's O'Hare Airport say they'd welcome the merger if it means financial stability for the long-troubled airline. United's employee unions say that if a merger would turn the new United profitable, they should share in the rewards after taking cuts in pay and benefits in recent years to save the airline from going under. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
In Greece, strikes are underway across the country to protest sharp new austerity measures. Protesters unfurled banners over the walls of the ancient Acropolis in defiance. About 100 protesters from the Greek Communist Party cut through locks on the gates of the major tourist attraction shortly after dawn and spread banners in Greek and English, reading "Peoples of Europe, Rise Up." It's now okay to drink the water in the Boston area. The governor of Massachusetts lifted the boil water order this morning, imposed after a water main failed over the weekend. Tests showed that the drinking water in 29 communities is now safe to drink. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.